With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hiring in construction, food service, and healthcare led the way as America's employers added 254,000 jobs last month, up from 142,000 in August. The unemployment rate fell a notch from 4.2% in August to 4.1% last month. Where the floodwaters have receded, there's mud and mountains of debris. Hurricane cleanup has a long way to go across the South. Especially in the Carolinas, people in the mountain village of Chimney Rock, North Carolina, have been cut off.
There's no route to Asheville anymore or Hendersonville, so I don't know. Tell the government that the town needs money. It needs to be rebuilt.
In Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp says nearly 2,000 National Guard troops are on duty.
They are working very hard, loading water into trucks, chainsaw cut teams clearing roads, clearing lines for power companies, distributing meals, getting pods set up, just incredible work.
Kemp speaking with WSB-TV, the Hurricane Helene death toll tops 200. Also at SRNnews.com, Florida Senator Republican Rick Scott finds himself with a commanding lead over his Democratic challenger.
A poll by Napolitan News Service shows Senator Scott with a six-point lead over Representative Debbie Mercosell Powell. Scott has accused his opponent of trying to portray herself as moderate, despite what he says has been an extreme leftist voting record during her time in the House. The same survey shows former President Trump leading Kamala Harris by 2 points, 50-48% among Florida voters. Bob Agner reporting.
The union for 45,000 striking dock workers has a deal to suspend a three-day strike until January 15th, providing more time for talks on a new contract. Dow futures up 65 points. SRN News. Most abortions are elective.
According to a new analysis by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, 96% of the women who get an abortion in this country do so for elective reasons, not because of any risk to their life or health. A breakdown of the data by CLI indicates that less than 1% of abortions take place in cases of rape or incest, and less than 1% are to save the life of the mother. A little more than 1% are carried out because of an abnormality in the unborn baby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia have approved a sweeping measure designed to limit the LGBT agenda. The bill includes bans on same-sex marriage, adoption by gay couples, and public endorsement and depictions of LGBT relations in the media. It also bans sex change operations and changing gender designations in official documents. Georgia is a largely conservative country. This is SRN News. Bird flu has wiped out nearly two dozen wild cats in Vietnam.
State media VN Express is reporting that a zoo in the southern Vietnamese city of Bien Hoa had to destroy a panther and 20 tigers, including several cubs, after they tested positive for the virus that causes bird flu. The manager at the zoo tells state media that the animals looked weak, refused to eat, and died 2 days later after falling sick. They had to be incinerated. A zoo caretaker says the animals had been fed raw chicken from a nearby farm. The virus H5N1 initially had been a highly lethal menace to migratory birds and domesticated poultry, but it has evolved. I'm Donna Water.
A technical glitch at Germany's air traffic control agency has caused disruptions, with some flights canceled at Frankfurt Airport, the country's biggest airport. The problem that arose this morning affected flight plans and weather data. It has since been fixed. More details at SRNnews.com.